The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus journeyed from one town and village to another, preaching and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God. Accompanying him were the 12 and some women who had been cured of evil spirits and infirmities. Mary called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had gone out. Joanna, the wife of Herod's steward Chuza, Susanna, and many others who provided for them out of their resources. The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. And good morning especially to, who do we have here, kindergarten? First grade and second grade, not kindergarten, right? First grade and second grade, wonderful. I'm sorry for calling you kindergartners, right? Don't grow up too fast now. There's no rush, there's no hurry. Right? Here's a little tiny gospel for you. Now, this gospel's so short that it's over before it even began. I bet you couldn't even find the proper page in your Magnificat before the whole thing was over. But a couple of thoughts for you here this morning on this gospel. First thing to remember, every word of Scripture is inspired by God, and therefore, every word of Scripture is infinite. You can find an infinite message in every passage from our Lord's infinite word. It doesn't mean that every passage of Scripture is of equal value, but there's value in everything. A couple little things for you here. You know, the Gospel of Luke that we just read from begins by saying, I'm telling you an eyewitness account of all the things Jesus said and did. In this little Gospel, Luke tells us who his eyewitnesses were. These people, Mary Magdalene, Joanna, the wife of Herod's steward, Chuza, Susanna, these were the ones that followed Jesus so closely. They were with him all the way of the road to the cross. They were the ones who prepared his body for burial. They were the ones who saw the empty tomb. These were Luke's eyewitnesses, the unsung heroes who give us the gospel message that we proclaim every day. It's the first tiny little message. Here's the other. This first little line of Scripture, it's like a throwaway line. Jesus journeyed from one town and village to another. You heard that, probably went in one ear and out the other, but think about this for a moment. That line of Scripture is written in the imperfect tense. And what that means is that Jesus being on a journey was his habitual state. It does not mean just that Jesus was taking a trip. It means that being on a journey was Jesus' habitual state, whether that was from one town and village to another, or whether that was from Nazareth to Jerusalem, or whether that was from the Garden of Gethsemane to the cross, or whether that was from death to life, or whether that was from earth to heaven, Jesus was always on a journey. And so the Master, so too the followers. You and I are always on a journey. Where's our journey towards? We are on a journey towards the kingdom of heaven, brothers and sisters. Never forget that. Saint Therese, our very own patron, I love the way she put it. She said, "This earth is thy ship and not thy home." Have you forgotten that? We don't just want to hear that. We want to live that. This earth is thy ship and not thy home. Speaking of homes, I was reading an article the other day about the most expensive home for sale in all of America. Just in case you're in the market, it's in Bel Air, California. It boasts a 30-car garage, 20 bedrooms, 30 bathrooms, 5 swimming pools and a helipad, because it just wouldn't be home if it didn't have a helipad, right? Some people live their lives as though they're made for this earth, as though they're going to spend all of eternity right here. Question for you to think about today. Does that describe you? Or do you remember that you were not made for this world? It's a very freeing thing to remember. It helps you to remember that life is not supposed to be easy. It helps you to remember that this life is not about you, it helps you to remember and to accept that you're not in control. And that's okay. That's okay. Because we were made for the kingdom of heaven. And we live our lives every single day in the presence of God, in view of all the angels and all of the saints who are praying for us, pleading for us, helping us as we continue. Our first reading said that Jesus Christ is the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. In the Jewish liturgy, first fruits were the first things that you offered when you got your harvest. You take the very first fruits of your harvest, you'd offer those in the temple, and it was your way of saying, hey Lord, everything else is coming later, that all belongs to you. So when Jesus is the first one who rises from the dead, what that means is, all of us who are coming later, who are in him, we're going to rise too. We too are going to rise. And that is why we want to keep our hearts and our minds fixed on what is to come. To follow Christ our Lord closely like these first people here in the gospel. But to set our hearts always not on this world, but on the infinite happiness that our Lord has prepared for those who belong to him. Amen.